I agree totally with President Zuma, but really my concern is that there is a lack of an unpacking of what is required, which would constitute a genuinely free and fair and non-violent election. So it's much more important now to go a step further and identify those reforms that must be placed ahead of an election if it is to be genuinely free and fair. For example, the need for a new democratic constitution, the realignment of key state institutions, particularly the security forces, so that they can behave and conduct themselves in a politically neutral fashion without interfering in political and electoral affairs. Among other things, these are the key benchmarks that must now be identified.
Do you think with all these benchmarks in place, Zimbabwe will hold a free and fair election?
The biggest challenge in as far as electoral violence is concerned for Zimbabwe going back to 2008 has been impunity or a lack of decisive state action against those that perpetrate political violence and other forms of human rights abuses. So if there is a decisive step on the ground for the police to impartially and professionally maintain law and order and to arrest all those implicated in political violence, then it would really show that the era of impunity is over and that really we are looking at reformed, realigned institutions committed to the principles of a multi-party democratic system.